Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Browns quarterback to talk about a current Browns quarterback and more. Brady Quinn of FS1, Fox Sports Radio. Brady, how you doing, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully you guys got some rest after that fun weekend for the NFL draft.
Well, we had that and the Cavs, you know, going down to the wire there with LeBron in Game 7.
That's a given. That's a given. All these people trying to, you know, think the Cavs aren't winning the East, you're nuts, all right? The Cavs are winning the East. I don't care who you got to play from here on out.
The team stinks besides LeBron, Brady. I don't know. You're very confident. The team stinks besides LeBron.
No, look. They're going to be able to get it all together, all right?
Think so?
First off, Toronto's a good matchup for the Cavs. We saw that in the regular season. The Pacers were a tough matchup. We saw that, too, in the regular season. Look, I'll put it this way. I like their chances. They'll begin to the NBA Finals.
All right. Good. I like your confidence. Makes us feel better. Hey, Brady, let's get to Baker here because, obviously, you know, it just shows you that all the rumors are so silly, right? Because everybody was saying it was going to be Darnold, and then it was going to be Allen. And in the end, the last 24 hours, we found out it was going to be Mayfield. That's who it was. Your thoughts? I know you said you liked him last time you were on with us. Did the Browns do the right thing?
Yeah. Look, I think ultimately, I mean, that question I can't answer right now because there's so many layers to this. If he was top two quarterback, in my opinion, based on looking at, you know, Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, those are the two guys I would have looked at for the Browns. You know, the biggest question just becomes, you know, what do they do with him now? Do they put him in before he's ready? Do they keep continuity within the offense and the players around him? Like, all those things become so much more important, regardless of it being Baker, regardless of it being Sam Darnold or you know, whoever else. I mean, you could make the same case for Tyrod Taylor, even though he's a vet. So, you know, to me, I think if they feel like that's the guy that they want to invest into and they're going to be patient with and they're going to give all those things to, then I think he can do it. We witnessed it. I mean, he was the best quarterback in college football last year, so there's no doubt he can do it. It's just now about keeping those things static, keeping some of those things out around him so he can continue to grow.
Brady, Baker was my favorite quarterback coming into this. Now, there is some risk behind Baker Mayfield. We know that he's, you know, he's got the off-the-field thing that happened one time. He's got the on-the-field stuff with his emotion and passion and everything. You know, so you wonder how's a guy translate to the next level when he's, you know, he's always thrived off of that chip on his shoulder. And you know this as well as anybody playing quarterback in Cleveland, Brady, that there's not always, you know, there's ups and downs, right? It's a rocky road until you get to that level of having success. This guy's had a lot of success. How do you think he deals with, you know, being that quarterback and having some of those pitfalls?
Look, I think there's some misnomers out there about this young man.
Okay.
Look, he went to a very, very successful high school, Lake Travis in Texas. Anyone who knows the area knows how talented that high school is, and they have a litany of quarterbacks that have gone there and produced, all right? So he won a state championship. Everyone plays up this walk-on deal. Look, he had offers to go elsewhere, and to be quite honest with you, from everything that I've been told, he comes from a pretty nice family, a well-off family, and you know, his dad upset some people throughout the process. And so he ended up walking on at Texas Tech. He was going to get a scholarship had he stayed. He chose to walk on at Oklahoma. Why? Because that's the only way you could avoid having to sit out and be able to go play at another Division I school. And that was some of the hesitation in regards to his eligibility. So, you know, the whole walk-on thing's really played up. He was a talented kid. He won a state championship from a really good high school. And his family was well off to be able to absorb the hit that he was going to take by walking on initially, and then doing the same thing at Oklahoma, where he was eventually put on scholarship. So the chip on his shoulder, it's like, it's always been there. It's not because he's this walk-on, this guy who's undersized and overlooked. It's because he's a hyper-competitive guy. Josh Rosen has been one of the top quarterbacks since he got out of high school. And he still has that chip on his shoulder with some of the comments and words that he's said since being drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. So you have to throw that out there first. I just think my question is this. Besides Cam Newton, who got arrested for stealing a laptop, like how many other franchise quarterbacks as prospects, right, coming out from college, do you see getting arrested for like anything? it's just it very rarely ever happens. So I think that's why people probably made more of it than they should have. Instead of just calling it a dumb mistake, they try to, you know, make it seem like it's that big of a deal. I think he'll be fine in Cleveland. I'm not concerned about any of the off the field stuff.
But we are. It is fair. Brady Quinn with us, FS1 Fox Sports Radio. It is fair to question how much John Dorsey cares about character, if you look at it that way, because of, you know, the incident with the police with him. The guy they drafted in the fourth round, whose name's escaping me. Oh, Antonio Callaway. Four or five different incidents. In the sixth round, they drafted Simeon Thomas, who's had a number of incidents with the law and some fraud in terms of ACT scores or something. Is that when you see three guys who have had some issues off the field, is that do we not care about that? Should we care about it? What do you think?
Well, every team's dealing with some, you know, form or fashion of that, right? I mean, John Gruden makes a trade for Martavius Bryant, who clearly had some issues there with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You've got Arden Key, who's had some questionable character issues that they drafted, I think, in the third round. And, you know, they pick up Daryl Worley, who just had one of the most crazy DUI stories you've ever heard in your life after signing with Philly. So, you know, it's not just the Browns. Other teams are taking on guys who have made mistakes. I think as the league gets younger, we tend to forget that, you know, young people do dumb things, unfortunately, for a lot of NFL players in the spotlight. So I'm not trying to make light of what they've done or their past. I just try to give the guys the benefit of the doubt. I do think the combination of Josh Gordon and Antonio Callaway, based on both their past, could be, I mean, just to throw it, look, it could go up in smoke, if you will, based on
nice pun.
Those two guys. So, I you know, that's a little bit worrisome. Or Josh Gordon could be a tremendous mentor to Antonio Callaway, and they could both really come out on the other side, you know, being extremely productive players and having really successful careers.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying about young guys make mistakes, and I could see that with Baker and even Simeon Thomas, because nothing he did was, you know, overly serious, really. But with Callaway, I mean, that's some pretty serious stuff there in the mix. So I'd be a little more hesitant.
You know, here's the thing, though. If Callaway didn't have those issues, he would have been the top wide receiver coming out in this year's draft.
Yeah.
Okay? And so take that into account, because he didn't even play last year. So, you know, he's that talented of a player, and as far as a prospect. And that's where I think you look at where he was taken, fourth round. There's not a huge signing bonus, which is really the only money that's guaranteed to him. You're looking at these like financial decisions. Like, that's the risk-reward associated with Antonio Callaway. So I'm sure they're okay taking him in the fourth round, where there's not as much downside risk for the investment that you're making.
We're talking with Brady Quinn. Brady, the Browns decide to go Denzel Ward at pick four instead of Bradley Chubb. They've made it clear that Ward was their top player on their board outside of the quarterbacks. Is that surprise you at all, and is this a good pick?
It's a good pick because it was a need, and I believe, too, he was the best pure cornerback in this year's class. The downside is, look, he's a little bit undersized, you know, so as good as he is, you're looking at saying, how's he going to be able to recover, you know, cover a guy like A.J. Green? And the other thing is when you look at Baker Mayfield being sub-6'1", as well as, you know, Denzel Ward and his knock being that he's small, it reminds you of 2014. Like, I think, you know, if this was a different team, no one would have that concern. But because Browns fans have all lived it and they saw what happened with Johnny Manziel, they saw what happened with Justin Gilbert, they're probably concerned by it. Now, it's unfair because it's completely different, you know, two completely different players. And I think these guys will be fine. I just think you look at what John Elway did by not trading out a number five because Bradley Chubb was there. I mean, he sat there and said to himself, I can't, like, oh, we don't really need it, so, but we're going to take this guy because you feel like he's that good. That was the direction that I thought the Browns were going to go. I was pretty surprised because I looked at Jaire Alexander, I looked at Josh Jackson, I looked at some other cornerbacks in this draft, and you could get guys who were pretty, I'm not going to say the exact same player, but pretty good. And as far as the pass rushers in this draft, it was Bradley Chubb and then everyone else. So that's where I was a little bit surprised that they didn't go that direction.
We're talking with Brady Quinn, former NFL quarterback, now with FS1 Fox Sports Radio. Brady, you said earlier that, you know, if they follow the plan with Baker Mayfield, you think he's going to do well. If the plan were up to you, would he be sitting week one no matter what? Or if he goes into training camp and preseason and just kills it like Russell Wilson did for Seattle, would you put him in there?
Yeah, I mean, if it's that apparent to the staff and to everyone out there that he's just that much better, then you've got to play him, okay? I mean, when I got out to Seattle, I got to the year after, so Russell's second year, And I remember sitting down talking with John Schneider, and he just said, this guy was lightning in a bottle. The way he led, his maturity, everything that came along with it. The difference is, look, Russell Wilson played professional baseball. So he kind of came in with a different mindset, right? You know, he exhausted his eligibility, ended up transferring to Wisconsin in his final year. So he was kind of a different prospect coming out than Baker as far as his maturity and already understanding how to be a pro. Like, that's a whole separate deal beside from just playing and performance. It's like figuring out your process, figuring out your how to be a pro, how to prepare yourself, and your life outside of the game of football. I'm not sure if Baker Mayfield will be able to do that as fast as Russell Wilson did. And I also think Tyrod Taylor's a better, you know, quarterback than what Matt Flynn was. So,
sure.
You know, again, it's a different competition. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's going to come in trying to prove himself that he is the franchise guy for some team. Maybe not this team because of the Mayfield draft pick, but for some team. So it's not like he's not going to give up without a fight.
You wouldn't be surprised if he won the job, would you?
Tyrod Taylor?
No, Baker Mayfield. Or maybe you would.
I think it's going to be harder than people think.
Okay.
Like, I think here's what it's going to come down to. If the Browns are winning football games and Tyrod Taylor's playing well, it's going to be really tough to take him out, regardless of how far along Baker Mayfield is. If Tyrod Taylor's playing well but the Browns aren't winning, even then it leaves more of an opportunity to put Baker in because, you know, the quarterback always gets the blame one way or another. And that's how you end up making the change. You're changing quarterbacks, and hopefully something happens different. If it's all going to come down to the success of the team, that's largely going to determine, you know, when Baker Mayfield gets a shot, unless, you know, I'm valuing Tyrod Taylor too much. And when those guys go out in practice, when they're in training camp preseason, Baker Mayfield just looks so much better than Tyrod Taylor, you have to play in week one.
Brady Quinn is with us. Brady, in the second round, the Browns had two early second-round picks, and took an offensive lineman at 33, and then at 35 took Nick Chubb. Wasn't the Chubb we were thinking they were going to take, as we talked about earlier, but they did take Nick Chubb at 35 out of Georgia. What's your thoughts on that move?
Yeah, Nick Chubb is another element or a different dimension of their backfield that I really like. You know, Carlos Hyde, I think, is a solid player. People underrate how good he is catching the football and really running. I mean, he's a pretty versatile player. And he had some production for a really bad San Francisco team. And then Duke Johnson, who catches the football well out of the backfield, I think is underrated as a running back. But now Nick Chubb gives you that, like, size and physicality and really the potential to be a big-time top-of-the-line guy. It's just, you know, how will his knee hold up? And beyond that, you know, how many touches is he going to get? So, you know, I liked the pick. I thought it made sense. I'm glad they were able to find value there. The Corbett pick out of Nevada, I had heard from a couple guys that I know who are offensive line coaches in the NFL. People really liked him, maybe not that much. And I think if you look at this roster, Bettinio, and then you got Zeitler and Tread on the inside, they're pretty well set. I'm not sure if they look at potentially moving him to tackle. I know you still have, you know, Johnson and Coleman and Drongo. I mean, you've got a lot of bodies there. So I'm not sure what the plan is. That was one that I was kind of curious to see, like, where they see him playing because – you know, some people think he can play tackle. Others want him to be more inside. Either way, people valued him, just maybe not as high as the Browns did.
Brady, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks for coming back on with us.
Thanks, Brady.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me. Go Browns.
Brady Quinn.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.